Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 6 for Thursday, August 6th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower following losses in U.S. soybeans. Canola was $1 to $2 lower, with the most active November contract down $2 at $500 per ton. Advances in the Canadian dollar relative to its U.S. counterpart also made canola less attractive to buyers overseas. The long-term bias was tilted to the downside. Traders were also positioning themselves in advance of next week's USDA World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. The most active November contract found support, though, at the key $500 per ton level. Recent rains have alleviated dryness concerns in many parts of the prairies, encouraging traders to take some of the premium out of the market. Strength in U.S. soy oil and European rapeseed futures limited the losses. Slow farmer selling was supportive, while commercial activity was also extremely light. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 10 cents weaker, with the most active November contract down 9 cents at $9.43 per bushel. Poor demand weighed on the market. The start of the U.S. harvest has also resulted in some better yields than were expected. Growers in the Mississippi Delta were surprised by the better-than-expected showings. Meantime, South American soybean companies are apparently scooping up a lot of the export market due to their weak dollar. U.S. corn was 2 cents weaker, with the most active December contract in Chicago at $3.81 per bushel. Corn prices were pressured by lukewarm demand and from new weather forecasts calling for rain in the Midwest. This has reduced fears that dry conditions would reduce crop yields. This morning's export sales were considered to be poor, though, which is also driving down the market. U.S. wheat futures finished 3 to 4 cents stronger, with the most active September contract checking in at $5.06 a bushel. Prices rose on better than expected demand for crop supplies. Net sales for last week ended much higher than predicted. A lot of this can be attributed to the low price for U.S. wheat, which has tumbled over the past month. The rally is expected to be limited, however, as cheap supplies of Ukrainian and Russian wheat will attract a lot of interest as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, August 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.